My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Thinking about this calendar and the way that, you know, there's this dry period over, you know, the spring and the summer. The NFL's done such a good job of spreading things out and always having something to look forward to. I mean, they've turned the schedule release into an event, which is unbelievable. Just, it's almost like showing off. It's like doing an extra trick when you've already won the race. But, you know, as they move the draft around, the offseason sort of OTAs and the schedules, you're basically now only left with a couple of months, and it's, you know, it's non-sequential, but of completely empty football void. And we made it through that this summer. It felt a little bit quicker than maybe in years past, but it is here. It has arrived. It all sort of counts now. You know what I mean? Now that when a guy's missing practice, it's not he's missing OTAs or he's not missing a walkthrough or he's doing some sort of personal matter. This is now the season. You know what I mean? Like the ramp up escalation for how important everything is, especially as you build with a young quarterback, a new coach, a new everything. It's pretty exciting.
So as I mentioned, there was a half hour worth of questions and answers to choose from as to where we wanted to start our content today here on Grant and Danny. But I thought that the most interesting and compelling answers, not surprisingly, were about the biggest name on the team, Jaden Daniels. And right off the top in the press conference, with Dan Quinn being asked if Daniels is going to be the starting quarterback of the Commanders, and this is what head coach Dan Quinn had to say.
It's not a secret, but it is a journey and a process. And so as we're going, when he's ready, we'll know. And when he's ready, he'll also know. But as far as the reps go, obviously with him and Marcus and moving around, there'll be certain days that will feature more of another. But I'm glad that you brought it up. And certainly not a secret, it's a journey and a process. And so through practices, through scrimmages and preseason games all the way down, that's where the journey will take us. And then, not trying to hold back the info, but when we know, we'll say it.
This is not him being named the starter. In fact, it's the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. He was not named the starter today. But this is also not, to me, the mistake that Rivera made year in and year out in this situation that always annoyed me. This is kind of somewhere in the middle. And I think it was actually, whether it was his idea or PR's idea, whoever came up with a it's not a secret line, I think that's fantastic.
Same here.
Good on you, Dan Quinn. Don't lie to us and don't pretend like he might not start. That was his acknowledgement of basically saying, you guys all know what's going to happen. There's no secrets with the number 2 overall pick who started 50 games in college, who won a Heisman Trophy. He's going to be our quarterback. But I'm not going to tell you today, before he's ever had a real NFL practice, that he's the starter. Because he's got some boxes he's still got to check for us. We want to see him pass a couple of the tests we're going to be giving him on the practice field in the days and on the weeks ahead. Almost like checkpoints in a video game. You know, you go to an arcade, you put your 50 cents in, or now probably $8, whatever it costs, and you sit there and you play the arcade game, and there are these checkpoints. By the time that the clock gets down to zero, you've got to pass and you get more time. I think they need him to hit those. And they need him to prove, to continue with the analogy maybe, he's not going to crash the car. If he could just stay on the tracks and not crash the car and hit a couple of those checkpoints a few weeks from now as they're getting ready to ramp up for the preseason or shortly after they open the preseason, they'll name him the starter officially. But the line that saved him from me being annoyed, and I think a lot of people rolling their eyes and going, oh man, this is the same as Rivera's bit, was it's not a secret. He's not trying to pretend that there is some legitimate competition.
Word. The word is pretending. The weird pretending when it only applies to certain spots is bizarre, and I've never understood it. I've never liked it. Right? Remember, even in the preseason, or like there's certain something that happened in one of those joint practices where because of that, now Sam Howell was the starter, when Sam Howell was the starter the whole time. Everyone knew that he was, except that he wasn't until he was the first team quarterback, or he was going to get the first crack at it, or he's not QB1, but he's going to be the first guy that gets quarterback reps. Whatever the nonsense was, this is not there, and it's not even close to there. It's still not the, you know, what Chicago's done. Yeah, Caleb Williams is the starter. I understand this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I can live with this, I can take. We want him to ascend. The plan is for him to ascend. The plan is for him to be the guy. However, there's still some things that, you know, we are not handing it to him. At least it's a philosophy, right? So I will certainly take this over previous years where it's like a competition sometimes, but it's not. It's a name only, but it doesn't really count, but it does, unless it's a Thursday. Nonsense. This was a lot better than those in years past, I would say.
When he's ready, we will know. And when he's ready, he'll also know. I liked that too.
Me too.
Now, where I would part company here is if we get to the end of the preseason and there still has not been an announcement. But this on day one of training camp, or the eve, really, officially, of practice number one, is a great trajectory for him to be named the starter at a reasonable point. And I think we're headed that way. And most importantly, we're not being lied to, and we don't have to pretend.
There's no pretend weird game.
That something's going on that isn't going on. So I like that you're just respecting everyone enough to say,
yep,
hey, this is not a secret. You guys know where this is headed.
Mm-hmm.
You know he was picked second, right?
Yeah.
You know he won the Heisman Trophy.
I loved him. I let it slip on the junkies like 7 months ago. Peters loves him. We all do. That's why he's here.
You know he wasn't a one-plus year starter. You know he's played like more than almost any top three pick ever.
Yeah.
Because of the COVID year, right? No reason not to start the guy. So I thought that was a really good answer. There was another question of Dan Quinn about Jaden Daniels and on why not just name him the starter right now. And I want people to hear that answer as well because I thought that was compelling in this conversation.
At every position, this is the case. And we've got great confidence, all of that. But like I said earlier, it's not one size that fits all. So as we're going through this whole process, let's make sure if we are going to be about the competition and how things are going to go, we're not going to miss one step of their development. And that's what this time of year is for. So we want to make sure we're able to use all of that time.
So I love that real quick. It's not cookie cutter. It's not one size fits all. I love that because, again, Terry McLaurin's going to start. If Terry McLaurin needs to take it easy because he's nursing something, or John Allen needs to take it easy because he's nursing something, I got a track record. I got pelts on the wall. You don't hold everyone to the exact same standard. Everyone needs to show something. There are position battles, and then there are actual position battles. Like, who's going to start opposite Dorrance Armstrong? Who's going to be in your base package? Is it Farrell? Is it Fowler? Is it, F.A. Obata working for? Whatever, right? Having competitions at places where we can all kind of acknowledge and just be reasonable human beings about it is better than this overly machismo you know, Oklahoma drill, let's do bull in the ring until everybody passes out, no water because water's for quitters type stuff. Yes, we can all be pragmatic and realistic about it. So I like that answer a lot.
Yeah, I'm not, the answers aren't really, to me, important, and they weren't with Rivera either. It's what do you do, right? And eventually, with Rivera, they kind of did what we wanted them to do anyway. And then they just kept saying something that went opposite that. But I just like the acknowledgement.
Yep.
And there, he basically said, look, this is how we're going to do it at all positions. I'm not going to name a starting safety today either. I'm not naming a starting cornerback today either. Okay, no problem. You don't have to. But quarterback is different. And to your point a couple minutes ago, we don't need to pretend that it isn't. Like, nobody's asking you, is Mikey Davis definitely a starting corner? Nobody's asking you, what kind of snap count are you expecting in camp for Percy Butler? There's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get drafted second overall. They're not the biggest story. There aren't cameras coming from all over the country, you know, from Baton Rouge and all these places at training camp, putting in credential requests to see those guys. So I think we can all acknowledge that quarterbacks should be treated differently. It does sound like Daniels is going to get the bulk of the reps. One thing Quinn said is there's going to be days where they have Mariota do more, or days where they have Daniels do, it sounds like, almost everything. And I think that's probably smart, because you're so limited with the amount of actual work you get on the field that you do have to get both guys ready. You have to have Mariota take some snaps behind your first offensive line. You have to have him get some work in with your starting offense, because he is a play away, and he might have to start with those guys in the preseason, depending on what you decide to do with Jaden Daniels. And if he gets enough done in some of those practices against teams you're playing in the preseason, maybe you feel like there's a little less play time for him in some of those games. One more quarterback question from the press conference was on the plan put in place for Daniels based on experiences with young quarterbacks in the past, which I think we can get into too, but I found that interesting. But that was one thing that was a theme that kind of came up, was Trey Lance in Dallas. Dan Quinn was there, right? Adam Peters with Brock Purdy.
Lance also, yeah.
Having gone through it with Lance before that. Like, they've been around kids drafted at the top of the board, young people that were starters. I think that's going to help them.
It should. I mean, again, reminds me of, not exactly the same, reminds me of Strasburg and the whole Tommy John and the shutdown and the recovery. The people that lampooned it, that killed it, you know, all people were doing at that point is, we are acting on the best available data. That data will probably evolve. What we thought was best practice in 1985 is not best practice now, and damn near anything, right? And in 30 years, we'll have another set of evolutions. Going on the best information that you got and making an educated and informed decision about what it takes for a certain player, that's all I've ever asked for, right? You could disagree. You could say, actually, I think it's the best thing to do is play him every snap of the preseason. The next person will tell you, don't play him at all, because the only things that matter are, you know, the longevity, and even if he has a slower growth curve, throw him in right away. Sit him for a year. There's no cookie cutter one way to do that. So, yeah, having that experience of saying, hey, especially a cautionary tale, quite frankly, in Lance, a guy that didn't have near the playing experience that Daniels did, but that didn't work. And seeing the pitfalls and how we got there, I think that's almost more help.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.